For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will pay a working visit to the Philippines on Tuesday. The visit comes a week before President Xi Jinping's attendance at the 23rd APEC Leaders' informal meeting in Manila. His attendance at the summit's drawing wide attention due to difficulties in Sino-Philippine relations caused by disputes in the South China Sea over recent years. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says the two sides will exchange views on improving bilateral ties. Hong added that China is committed to resolving issues through consultation and negotiation. China and the U.S. have conducted a first-ever joint naval drill in the Atlantic. The exercise involved three Chinese ships and another three from the U.S. The exercise was divided into three phases as Navy ships from the countries went through courses of flag signals, maneuvering in formation, and joint search and rescue. The Chinese ships are from the Chinese Naval Escort Task Group 152 and earlier paid a friendly visit to United States Naval Station Mayport. According to the plan, after the joint exercise, the Chinese group will head for Havana, Cuba for a friendship visit as the next stop of a global tour. Heavy air pollution in northeast China is expected to last through the week. The Ministry of Environmental Protection says the smog will linger until at least November 14th. Some of the blame for the bad air is being put on the increased burning of coal to power public heating systems. The ministry says most areas of Liaoning, Jilin, and Heilongjiang provinces will see medium to heavy pollution between the 10th and 14th, with the smaller and more dangerous particles, PM2.5, being the main culprit. On Monday, PM2.5 readings in Chongqing, capital of Jilin, reached 860 micrograms per cubic meter. The World Health Organization's maximum safety limit over a 24-hour period is 25 micrograms. 16 students have been injured, five of them severely, following a stampede during an outing in Nanjing, capital of Jiangsu Province. All of the injured are in stable condition, according to local education authorities. An elementary school organized first and second grade students for the outing on Monday at an amusement park at the third floor of a shopping mall. The stampede took place at around 10 a.m. after a group of students were lining up to ride the escalator. An investigation into the cause of the accident is still underway. The Australian Senate's passed legislation surrounding the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, clearing the final hurdle to enact that deal. The Senate greenlighted the bill on Monday after approval from the House of Representatives on October the 22nd. Trade and Investment Minister Andrew Robb has hailed the vote as a significant milestone in ensuring the agreement enters into force before the end of the year. CHAFTA, as the trade deal is known, was previously objected to by the opposition, which had expressed concerns over visa regulations surrounding foreign projects. The government and the opposition struck a deal in October on the changes to the country's legislation aimed at protecting Australian workers. That led to bipartisan support of the China-Australia trade deal. Myanmar's Union Election Commission has released the first results of Sunday's general election. So far, candidates of the opposition National League for Democracy have won 12 seats in the lower house from their respective constituencies in Yangon region. Also, NLD candidates have won 3 seats in the regional parliament, while the ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party only secured 1 seat of the same. According to NLD sources, its chairperson, Aung San Suu Kyi, has won against a rival from the ruling USDP, taking a seat with the lower house in the next parliament. The 14th Dubai Air Show is now being held in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, attracting 1,100 exhibitors from more than 60 countries and regions. More than 160 military and civilian airplanes will be on display throughout the 5-day event. The biennial Dubai Air Show, first held in 1989, is considered to be the fastest-growing air show in the world. This year's event runs through November the 12th and is expected to draw around 65,000 visitors from all over the world. The International Broadcast Center for the Rio 2016 Olympic Games has been unveiled as of Sunday. Construction began in 2013 and is just now finishing up as a few further details remain to be completed. The center is said to be the most difficult facility to be built for the Rio Olympic Games. Rio 2016 organizing president Carlos Newsman stated that despite the difficulties faced in the construction process, he's happy with the outcome. The newly constructed center will serve as the main hub for media activity during the games. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.